Yeah. Also, if you look at how we have created this, the M3 and the M6, which is a 2.5-way system.
Mm.
So we have two mid-ranges that works in a cabinet that gets a full signal, but the cabinet is open. So there is an acoustic, tuning of the shape and the volume behind that driver. Yeah. It's constantly tapering in and ending out. So
that's why this is this form.
Yeah, that form, that triangular form of the enclosure for the mid-range driver is triangular, not only outside, but it's also inside the cabinet triangular.
Okay.
So there's a shape to that to create a loading where you have a smooth, harder and harder loading as you go down, because that makes that section increase in impedance, because the loading is harder, means it takes less power. And so you create an electrical filter by creating a structural filter. So when you measure only the mid-range section, you will see that once you get to 100 hertz, it climbs in impedance very gradually, meaning that it's loaded less and less from the amplifier. Yeah. And that creates good power handling. So this what Fleming says, that speakers are full of freedoms and full of constrictions at the same time if you want to do certain things.
Yeah. So, and that, for example, must be difficult for you to construct the openings of the cabinet behind, so it's not a simple bass reflex construction in any way or so. No.
But the thing is that our drivers are very different than other drivers because they have so low inductance.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you measure a driver and then it has a resonance frequency.
Yeah.
And it comes down and it spikes up maybe to 50 ohm, maybe to 80 ohms, and then it goes down again. And around that resonance frequency, you cannot load it with power because then it would just bottom out.
Yeah.
So that when you create a bass reflex, you use this as a tuning guide.
Yeah.
To where to put the resonance frequency in the cabinet.
Mm.
That's why you build a prototype and then you adjust that.
Okay.
But our drivers are very different because they have so low inductance. And it's the induction of the voice coil that creates the back EMF, that creates all the things that the amplifiers have to deal with.
Mm.
But when you take that to 1/10 only, so you have a 6-ohm driver that went over the resonance goes to 9-ohm, then you have a very different situation because the amplifier can still control the driver at the resonance.
Mm. Okay.
Because we have created the driver so well, we have a very different paradigm to work within. That's why we can create a speaker like the M speaker.
Yeah.
Nobody else can do that. Nobody else can do that.